This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with his British counterpart Keir Starmer today. The talks will be held at Chequers, the official country residence of British Prime Minister, which is located 50 kilometres northwest of London. The wide-ranging talks are expected to focus on imparting a new momentum in the strategic ties between the two countries. Mr. Modi arrived in UK last night on a two-day visit to expand the bilateral ties in areas of defence, trade and technology. Formalisation of the landmark India-UK Free Trade Agreement, or FTA, is said to be a major outcome of Mr. Modi's visit. Commerce Minister Piyush Goyal and his British counterpart Jonathan Reynolds will sign the FTA in the presence of the two prime ministers today. More from our correspondent.
When Mr. Modi reached London, he was welcomed with much enthusiasm by the Indian diaspora waiting to see him. The Prime Minister shook hands with many as the crowd cheered him and cultural troops played music of different states of India. He also met the winners of No India program. People from all age groups were excited to see him. Mr. Modi will interact with Mr. Starmer today on wide-ranging issues to further enhance the economic partnership aimed at fostering prosperity, growth and jobs creation in both countries. Signing of the FTA will further strengthen the historical relations between both the countries. Later in the evening, Mr. Modi will call upon the King Charles III as well. Rajesh Bali, Akashvani News, London.
Union Home and Corporation Minister Amit Shah will announce the National Cooperative Policy 2025 at Atal Akshay Urja Bhavan in New Delhi today. The policy, seen as a major reform initiative, is expected to guide India's cooperative movement for the next two decades from 2025 to 2045. It will serve as a roadmap to boost grassroots level development and enhance the role of cooperatives in achieving the goal of Viksit Bharat 2047. India and China reviewed the situation in the border areas at the 34th meeting of the Working Mechanism for Consultation and Coordination on India-China Border Affairs held in New Delhi yesterday. The Indian delegation was led by Joint Secretary East Asia Gaurangalal Das. The Chinese delegation was led by Director General of the Boundary and Oceanic Affairs Department of the Chinese Foreign Affairs Ministry Hong Liang. They expressed satisfaction with the general prevalence of peace and tranquility in the border areas, leading to gradual normalization of bilateral relations. India and Israel have agreed to further strengthen bilateral defense cooperation with a long-term perspective. Defense Secretary Rajesh Kumar Singh held a bilateral meeting with Director General of Israel Ministry of Defense Major General Reis Amir Baram in New Delhi yesterday. The Ministry of Defense in a statement said that during their meeting, they concurred to work towards developing an institutional framework for further deepening of defense ties. Union Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, has said that the government has undertaken measures for the modernization and expansion of Akashvani and Doordarshan Kendras across all states. In a written reply in Lok Sabha, Dr. Murugan said that the Kendras are being upgraded under the Central Sector Scheme, Broadcasting Infrastructure and Network Development. He informed that the scheme has been approved with a total outlay of over 2,539 crore rupees for the period 2021-2026. In chess, India's Divya Deshmukh beat China's Tan Zongyi in Game 2 of the FIDE Women's World Cup 2025 semi-final to secure a spot in the final in Batumi, Georgia yesterday. With this win, Deshmukh also claimed a spot in the candidates' tournament set to happen in 2026 while also securing her first Grand Master nom. And in cricket, India will resume their first innings against host England on day two of the fourth test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy series at Old Trafford in Manchester today. The match will begin at 3:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. Earlier, bad light brought early stumps on day one, with India reaching 264 for 4 in 83 overs. Earlier, England won the toss and opted to bowl. Currently, visitors are trailing 1-2 in the five-match series. And that is the end of this news bulletin.